Okay, Zecher Nishmas Daniel Shena Bas Rishua Falak. Okay, this week's Parsha is Parsha's Balak. And I always like to speak about one Pasuk in Balak. And that Yiftach Hashem is Piha Oson, but Tom Labilla Meh Osisi Lcha, Ki Kisori Zeh Shalosh Regolim. So, famous Lashon Shalosh Regalim, says Rashi, Ramaz lo atam mevakesh la'akor uma ha'chogeges Shalosh Regalim bashan. That you're trying to destroy a nation that keeps the Shalosh Regalim. So the question is obvious. I mean, Klal Yisrael does a lot of things. You know, when you think of Klal Yisrael, you wouldn't say, oh, what's the thing that shines out for Klal Yisrael? Oh, they keep the Shalosh Regalim. So many things they do. So why is the Shalosh Regalim the mitzvah that the Malach is saying, that also the saying rather to Bilam, how could you destroy such a nation? Oh, they keep Shalosh Regalim. Why is that the highlight of Klal Yisrael? So why doesn't it say that it keeps Shabbos?
Sorry.
Why doesn't it say then it keeps the Umma that keeps Shabbos?
Well, no, but it's also by, I think, it's also by
Regalim also. They can't keep the Regalim. Yeah, but why Regalim over Shabbos then? Why? Oh, so the famous Pasuk in Shir HaShirim on page 2.
The whole thing is only in Jewish anyway, but the Regalim portion of Shabbos means three times.
I understand, but yeah. Chazal are understanding.
Yeah,
it's not
right.
Just
yeah.
You have to take the words of Chazal.
Right.
So the pasuk says in Shir Shirim, "Ma yafu pa'amayich ba'ne'olim bas nodiv. Chamuke yirechayet kmo chaloyim ma'ase yidei oman." So, so it speaks about the shoes of Klal Yisrael, how beautiful they are. What does that really mean? The shoes? So the Gemara says in Chagiga, page 4, Darash Rava, Maidichsi Mayafu Pamach Banovim Batodiv, Kamanoim Ragleim Shel Yisrael. How nice it is, the feet of Klal Yisrael b'shasha olam l'regel, when they go up to Aliyah l'regel. So they go up with their feet, their shoes. Bas Nodiv, we are the daughter of Nodiv, who's Nodiv. Bito shal Avram Avinu, shenikra Nodiv, shenema nidive amim nasafu amalokei Avraham. Okay, Avraham, well, okay, Yitzchak v'Yaakov, and okay, Avraham, Shaya Tchilo Gavir. So Mayofu Pamayich is referring to the Klal Yisrael walking up to the regal with shoes, walk with shoes, and with the children of Avraham Avinu. So what is that? What does Avraham Avinu have to do with the Aliyah L'Regel? And what's the significance of the shoes? What's the shoes all about? And then the original question is, what is the idea of the Klal Yisrael's Chogeg Shalosh Regalim? So we have another pasuk in Rus on page 5. Mezos Lefanim B'Yisrael Ala Geula Vala Tzmura Mekayim Kol Dovar Shalof Ish Nalo V'Noson L'Re'ehu V'Zos HaTu'udo B'Yisrael. That they would make a kinyan. How do you make a kinyan chalipin? So you give the kona, it's Machlokas Rav and Levi, but we assume that the kona gives the makna a kli, so he takes off his shoe. He gives it to the, you know, when you make, you know, kinyan chalipa, and you give, so the kohen gives to the machna a kli, a shoe or a handkerchief or something like that, and he picks it up. So what is the significance of that they dafke gave a gnaw when they those the funny material? That was the minig, to give a shoe. So the shoes have a lot to the shoe by the regalim, the shoe here, what's the... So if you look at the Beirich Moshe, I met the Beirich Moshe once. He's the Sigata. He's the father of the Atzechayim. Father of the Atzechayim. The Sigata. And he was the father-in-law of who? He was the father of the... I mean the son, I'm sorry. I made a mistake. The Atzech... He was the son of what? Of the Atzei Chaim.
Yeah,
the son of the Atzei Chaim, sorry. Because the Atzei Chaim was Rav Yoilish's brother, and the Atzei Chaim's son was who? The Beirich Moshe. And who was the son-in-law? No, this you gotta know. Who's the son-in-law of the... No, in other words, who was the brother-in-law of the Beirich Moshe? Who married the Atzei Chaim's daughter? The Klausenberger Rebbe. The Klausenberger Rebbe, his first wife, was the Atzei Chaim. In other words, the Klausenberger Rebbe had a whole family in Europe. They all got killed, his wife and all the kids got killed out. That was the Beirich Moshe's what? Sister. Okay, so the Beirich Moshe says here like this, on page 9, on the left side where the arrow is. If you were Shenakdin Tovin Nechmat Sheshamati Mishmei Dagoin Bal Chassan Sofer. He said he heard something from the Chassan Sofer. If I would have found it in the original, I would have zerecht from the original, but I didn't find the original, even though I did look. Al apostik zos lefonim Yisrael al gulav al tmura, mekayim kol dover shalof ish nalo venosim l'reya, ki matzina sham minu hu dover yokar ma'od b'chayi ha'odam. Page 9. That a shoe is something very special in a person's life. Moshe Omru Chazal, Olam Yimkor Odom Koros Beso, you should sell the beams of your house, V'yikach Min Olam L'Raglo, and you should to buy shoes. The beams of your house. Zeba Kosel Shmino Godol Midas Achesed Shabbinei Yisrael. So you know what it means. Also the Fonim Yisrael. There's this Pashup Shad means that's how you make a Kinyan Chalipin. You make the instead of giving the hanky, give a shoe. But he says a different word. Zos lefanim b'Yisrael, kach haya darkam shal Yisrael mi'az u'mikedem. This was the minig in Klal Yisrael. Al gul she'atzorach ligol odom b'Yisrael mi'shevyo u'masro. When you had to redeem somebody, he was, you know, he was captivated, he was in captivity. Al atzmur, she'atzorach lahamir matzovo ha'kosha. Person was in bad straits. Shalof ish nalo v'nosom l'reyu. They would take the shoe and give it to their fellow. Shafil hanal shodover yokar ma'od. Ayu cholzim me'al ragleihem v'noslim l'chavereihem. So this was considered a very important commodity, shoes. And Zos Lefonim Yisrael, besides the Pashup Shad, it's Kinyan Chalipin, Alagula v'alatmura means you wanted to help somebody, right? You wanted to redeem somebody. You wanted to give him something that's valuable, that'll help him out from hard straits. To take his shoe off. It's like we have the expression, the shirt off your back.
Right.
So the shoe off your foot. V'inei afshem mitzvah tzedakah v'chesed tuheges b'chol eis v'chol zman. He said, even though there's always a mitzvah of chesed, mikol mokom b'sholosh pomei regalenu, during the sholosh regalim, yesh tosefes mitzvah v'azhar yisei v'ligmul chesed imaniyim. In other words, during the sholosh regalim, there's a special chesed to be gomul chesed laniyim lachios lev nikoyim or nefesh. Now he's going to quote the Zohar. So let's see the Zohar inside. The Zohar is going on a pasuk in Malachi on page 7. Pasuk says, "Himni goer lachem es hazera." Pasuk says, "I'm going to make that the zera, the seeds, don't sprout." There's a reisi perish al panechem, and I'm going to take dung, and I'm going to put it in your face. Perish chageichem. This is the perish of what?
Of the
Karbonos. Mitzvah Tzion says. Yeah, he says, V'zireisi Mitzvah Dovid, Afazer zevel apneichem, because of far zevel me habeimel shatem makrim ufonai. V'nosa etzchem elof. So obviously this is this type of klala of sorts. So says the Zohar Kaddish on page 8. Mikul shar zimnin v'chagin boy barnash l'chadi u'mechdei l'miskidi. In all the holidays, this Zohar works the bold letters of the Zohar, and then the translation is in the smaller letters. B'chulu shar zimnin v'chagin, all holidays, boy barnash l'chadei l'mechdei l'miskenei. You have to rejoice and make other people rejoice. Sarach l'sameach, l'smoch l'sameach ani. V'iyu hu chadei b'chudoi. And if you rejoice yourself, v'lo yoyiv lemiskini, and you don't give to the poor, on Yontif, if you rejoice, the Zohar says, and you don't give to the poor, then what? Then the Torah says, the Novi says, is a reisi perish al panechem perish chageichem.
Like the Rosh and the Rambam,
it's Simchas Kareso. Right. You b'Shabbat Achadi, but on Shabbos, if you're Mesameach, Avagav Deloya V'Achra. But on Shabbos, you don't get that punishment. Whereas if you rejoice on Yontif and you don't give to the poor, you're punished, but on Shabbos not. And the Zohar says on page 8, from the Pasuk in Malachi, what does it say? Perish Chageichem. But he dashes what? The low perish Shabbaska. So now getting back to the Berach Moshe. On page 9, bottom paragraph. You see, Afshe mitzvah stoka, the chesed noheges b'chol eis, b'chol zman,
Mikol
Lachayos Lev Nikoy Mari Nefesh. And then he quotes the Zohar. That, you know, that what we just saw. And then he quotes page 10, your Rambam. The Chaim Pasach and Rambam. On the left and right side. Shor Ochel Lushosa Chaim Lachel Agel Yosef Al Amona Im Shara Niyim V'Umlonim. Our Misha Noel Dalsos Chatzeru For Ochel Lushosa Hu Bono V'Ishto V'Eino Machel Mashkel Aniyim V'Mar Nefesh Ein Zom Simchas Mitzvah Al Simchas Kreso. Val Eilu Nemar Zivchem Kelechem Onim Lem Kol Ochel V'Yitomu etc. V'Zareisi Pernechem Pernechem etc. So he says that's the Pshat in the Gemara in Chagiga. Next paragraph. Zeu Bir Hamayim HaGemara Darash Rava May dichsiv ma yofu pa mayim pa mayich ban olim bas nodiv says the Berech Moshe kama noim ragleim shol Yisrael v'shasha olim l'regel ki ba kosov l'shabech v'far godol midas ha-chesed v'shahya b'vnei Yisrael b'zman al yosem l'regel shosh parim b'shara v'dover ze hayadikar b'manaleim u'agleim. And how did you see the chesed of Klal Yisrael? You see it with their shoes. Why? We said before. Shafilu es naleim hayu sholfim. Because what does it say? Zos lefonim b'Yisrael al agul v'al atmur sholf ishes na'alu v'nosan l'reyeu. So the simple shot is it's a kinyan, making a kinyan, chalipin with a, but we said the Chassan Sofer says it's referred to when a person was in dire needs, so he would take off a shoe and give it to his friend. Like the expression, you take off your shirt off your back. So he took off the shoe and he gave it to his friend. So that's the pshat. So what does the pasuk says? Bas nodiv. That's the pasuk in Shir Hashim. Mayofu ba mayim ba na'olim bas nodiv bito shal Avram Avinu. Because the midas had stuck of a chesed morashahi li Yisrael me Avram Avinu. The kor chesed. And that's the idea that Uma Kogege Sholosh Regalim, the Osun Setabilim. You're trying to. What's the idea of Sholosh Regalim? Well, Sholosh Regalim is the pinnacle where we could show our Chesed. You know, I always say this. People, that's not my own. People point this out. That people who have friends and family on the Sholosh Regalim, it's very festive. But people who don't feel more lonely on these times when they're, the times that people are usually, you follow what I'm saying. I mean, midosu shel bilam harosh acheres haisav, lo dai shelo haya dosi memonu laniyim, but bilam, lechomen momon acherim, right? He wanted other people's money. Kachos of ayan bilam ayan, avdei bolach, im yitain li bolach molo beso kesev azov, Ochol avos pi Hashem el chay perish. V'madu shenapsha rechava u'mechamed momon aneim. I'm a royally lolitein li kol kesev zav shalom. Uzer ramzul lo bilam. Atam v'vachish lakor u'ma kol gegesh shalosh v'im shana. Because Klal Yisrael shows especially on the regal. That we're not like Bilam. Bilam is nefesh rechava. He wants Malo Beso, Kesev Zav. In other words, he's saying, if Balak would give me even Malo Beso, Kesev Zav, I can't go against Hashem. So it shows that that's what he really wants, Malo Beso, Kesev Zav. So that's Bilam. But we, just the opposite. We're Chogek Sholosh Regolim, and we can give to others. Yos Ken Gedola Kochem Zchusom Shal Yisrael, so we have this chus. We have this chus. But that's why you can't curse Klal Yisrael. There's a famous Noam Megadim, page 11, chapter set over once it was over, but he quotes from the Rebbe Rav Zusha, quoting the Zohar. Mamosok, page 11, right side. My muscle chech imri noim pekodesh hachosid hakodesh moreinu harav what? Zusha. the brother of the Noam Elimelech. Sh'omer sh'zo kavonis chazal b'mishnah. Ein ben yotav l'shabbos ala ochal nefesh b'lvad. So what does b'lvad mean? When you say ein ben yotav l'shabbos, pashup shara means you can cook in yotav, you can't cook in Shabbos. Ochal nefesh. So you know what he says? Ein ben yotav l'shabbos ala ochal nefesh b'lvad, sh'yochal b'lvado, b'liyoni. Tebishabbos shari uviyotav osur. In other words, ochal nefesh bilvad, that on yontif you could have ochal nefesh alone. On Shabbos, right, you could have ochal nefesh, but on yontif not. It always has to be, and the nani doesn't only mean a poor person, it means someone who doesn't have some, you know, and that's the word of the Zohar, because the Zohar says, if you misamech on yontif, you're not misamech acherim, you got a call. But what is it? But it's only on Yontif, not on what? Shabbos. Not on Shabbos. I always say, in this generation, we need to do it on Shabbos also. It's a harash shah for this generation. That was the chiddush of Rabbi Abe Stern. Rabbi Abe Stern, the father-in-law of Rabbi Richter. He was mechadesh. He was the shatkin for Richard Joel.
Yeah?
Yeah. But he was, basically he is. But he what? He was mechadish what? The concept of a Shabbaton. Rabbi Richter pointed out to me. Whereas because if we're going to wait till the next Yontif for people to get together, there really won't be frum by the next Yontif. So every Shabbos, that's why you have to go to Crown Heights, you have to do things, you have to, so that's the Mila. Uma Chogeg Sholosh Rogol means that we're the Uma that takes care of our people. The Na'olim, how do we see it? Because we'll give the shirt off our back for our fellow Jew. We'll give the shoe, what? Off the foot. So that's one Yisod. But there's another Yisod. We say on page 13, Vayisa Mashal Ovayom Me'aram Yachayin Balach 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 Merkedim Ali Yaakov Chazom Yisrael Yaakov Lo Kol El Mazom Mirosh Surim Erenu Gvos Ashurenu and On Levadad Yishkon Uvogoyim Lo Yischachav Mi Mana Offer Yaakov as far as Rav Yisrael the most Nafshi most Yisroim Shiach Risi Kamol. So we have the pasuk in the Haftorah. He gives Lacha Adam Matov Mashem Dorish Mimcha Ki Masosu Mishpar Vavatz Chesed Vatznei Lechesim Lokechem. So the Berach Moshe says another word. Pasuk says, "Ma'akov lo kol boel." So what's the continuation of the pasukim? Min Aram Yachene Balach Melchamov, Ma'akov lo kol boel, Mazel Mazom lo zom Hashem. What's the pshat? Then Mimona offer Yaakov. What's the continuation of these pesukim? So he says, we know the Gemara says on page 21 here, V'yuvuar, in the Berach Moshe, V'yuvuar behektim, Ashadar Shu Chazal, Bilam Yodea Das Elyon, he knew the hour that HaKadosh Baruch Hu got angry, and he wanted to curse the Jewish people in that specific hour. Right. So for that time, HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry. So this way there would be no opportunity for him to curse the Jewish people. So on the Reuters bone in the last paragraph, Eizeh Schus Omdo Lehem Yisrael. So what was the schus that Chal Yisrael had that HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry during those days? So then he had no time to curse the Jewish people, because he wanted to curse the Jewish people, Dafka, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu was angry. So he says like this. Pasuk says, Amar, last paragraph, fourth line. Amar v'lozer, Gmar v'lozer, Godo ha'oset tztaka b'seiser, Yoser mimosher Rabbeinu. That he gives tztaka b'seiser, more than Moshe. Do you Moshe Rabbeinu see ki agardim neha afa chema? I'm afraid of af and chema, Moshe says. But if you give tzedakah, mustn't say for yichpe af. You don't have to be afraid of af. So you're greater. So a person gives tzedakah b'seiser, in a certain sense, is greater than Moshe Rabbeinu, because Moshe Rabbeinu was afraid of Hashem's wrath. Here it says, you give tzedakah, yichpe af. So the tzedakah v'chesed b'seiser. See, till now we're saying there's a big union of tzedakah and chesed. Now we're saying in different, b'seiser. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu wasn't kais during those times. And that's why Bilam didn't have the opportunity. And that's the pshat. So that's the amiz chorna mayotz. You say the Novi in Haftor, Melch Moav, Ma'ona. Also Bilam ben Beor ben Ashitim. You'll mand as Sidchos Hashem. So he was going to curse him. So Chal Yisrael was zocha that lo yicha os HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'yavim mehem. Why? So what does the Navi say? Why didn't Hashem? Why couldn't he curse them? Ki masos mishpar v'ot chesed v'atznei alechet v'mokecha. Because matan seser yichpa'ah. So the sholosh regalim, that's the idea of the chesed of Klal Yisrael. Uma chogega. But then why didn't he curse them? Because matan seser yichpa'ah. And that's the idea. I always like to say over the munkacher says, and the stars Lashem Elokeinu, Pasuk says, Vaniglos Lanu Vanedu Ad Olam, that you have to have a medium. Meaning, if a person's totally seiser, then no one can learn from him. That it's only Lashem Elokeinu. And the star, but then you have to have a little bit of Giloy. Vaniglos Lanu Vanedu Ad Olam. There has to be some people that hold Mahus. That's a whole PR. People do something, and then they broadcast it. You know, that's the whole PR industry. Broadcasted. And they don't realize, like I heard, I think Rav Nata Greenblatt once said, the person, you know, he loses the whole mahus that you broadcasted. So, Vayisa Mesholom in Aram Yancheni Balach. So that's the pshat of the pasuk. Malch Mor Harei Kedem, Arli Yaakov, Chaz Omer Yisrael, page 22. Haisa Kavanoso Shalbok Sheyevel Bilav Yikalis Yisrael. And when HaKadosh Baruch Hu's kois. But Bilam says, Ma'akov lo kabokel. I can't curse them when Hashem's not getting angry. Ki meirosh tsurim erenim gvos hasherenu. That's the Ovos and the Imohos, Rashi says. Because we learned from the Ovos and the Imohos, Hatznei Alechas. Heim an levad yishkam v'goyim lo yishchashav. Ki v'dover hazeh mitzuyonim b'nei Yisrael yosem mishar ha'umos. Chuzah amdalahem shalom kos. Mimona offer Yaakov. Umispas rov Yisrael. Echeshman amitzvah shem v'kaimim ba'offer. So Poshup Shah offer means like Kisei Hadam, all these things. Drachen yirmo sh'osim mitzvah ma'isito b'seiser. Offer Yaakov means it's b'chusa ba'offer. That we're doing it matan seiser. So mimona chuzah omeres lahem l'shachech Karan Afachem or the Ora Rachman Chasodim Kol Hayam. And that's the idea. So those are the two things. Umachogeges Sholosh Regalim, you can't start up. Because Umachogeges Sholosh Regalim, that's the time that you have to give Mesamech the Aniyah. More than Shabbosi. Kol Yisrael go up with their shoes. Because their shoes represent, says the Berech Moshe, the thing that they, from the Chasan Sofer, that they give when their fellow Jew is in need, they take of Shem. Zos lefonim b'Yisrael, al agul of al tmur, sholot ishus nalo, v'nasan l'reyeyo. But it's not enough. It's what? B'seiser. Mimona offer Yaakov. Offer us means a chusaba offer. We do it, but we don't flaunt it. And that's why HaKadosh Baruch Hu didn't get angry during those days. When Bilam wanted to curse, he only wanted to curse the He says, I can't curse him. I kabo kel. Ma'azom lo yizam Hashem. Ki meir surim erenu. That's the avos imos. That Klal Yisrael learned from that midah, from the avos imos, to be bitznias. So then, mimono ofa Yaakov. You can't offer Yaakov means the mitzvahs they do are mechusav offer. They're not flaunting. And that's the Yisod. That's the Yisod, Rav Osai. And so that's the Malas Uma Chogega Sholosh Ogolim HaChesed VaHatzniyas VaAvodas Hashem. That's the thing. Chesed and Hatzniyas. We have to do Chesed and we have to, but Chesed has to be Ofen Hatznei Aleches. And that's the end of the Haftorah. Because he explains the Berach Moshe, because that explains why there was no Matan Seisa Yichma'af greater than Moshe Rabbeinu Yagorti Me'af V'Acheinu, but Matan Seisa Yichma'af. And that's the so to be, and you don't have to wait till the Sholosh Regalim, but the Sholosh Regalim is the highlight of the time, like the Meshech Chochma says that Shabbos is really basically you and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Yontif is when you're with people. I told you, Rabbi Abe Stern made a Horosh Shah that we have to be together Shabbos also, because people in this generation, if we would wait for Yontif, you know. So, but that's the Yisod. Malas Umach al Gege Sholosh Regolim HaChesed VaTznias Bavonis Hashem.